Coming up on Saturday, Western Lane Emergency Operations Group will be hosting the Beat the Wave Preparedness Expo coming up. And I have three wonderful people in here today to talk about that. Emily Ambleton and Jenna Bartlett and Megan Messmer are all here. And how's everybody doing?
Great. Thank you.
So this has been, this is sort of like a different variation of the Preparedness Expo we've had in the past, right? Jenny, you've been involved for quite some time.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about what it was to what it is now.
It's not, they're both similar. I mean, it's both an educational event, free to the public to come. But we've definitely gotten a little more concentrated the last 2 years with the vendors that we have, a lot of out-of-area services, and then some this year some extra fun stuff.
The Western Lane Emergency Operations Group, Megan, tell us a little bit about that and what their role is here on the coast.
Yes. So Western Lane Emergency Operations Group, or you might hear us refer to it as WELOG, is our intergovernmental agency that our government partners and some of our quasi-government partners participate in to coordinate emergency response, but then also emergency preparedness education to the community, which is where the Emergency Preparedness Expo falls in.
So what is a quasi person, would that be like the ham radio club or a radio club or something like that?
Yeah, so we have some nonprofit partners. The hospital is there as well. So you'll get our typical emergency responders. We have ambulance, fire, the city, which is police, public works, and all of our other services. Dune City is a member. The Port of Siusla is a member. The Tribal Police Department. All of the entities that would respond in an emergency.
Now, Emily, before we went on the air, you had mentioned a fun run, and I kind of joke is like running from the tsunami, and everybody laughs, so that's kind of what it is. Tell a little bit about that and the inception on that.
Yeah, we're super excited to be offering several new additions to the expo this year, one of which will be a Beat the Wave fun run that's being sponsored by Resource Tap, which is a nonprofit based out of the Eugene area. We will be doing a Beat the Wave type 5K, where we start at the Florence Event Center and then go down to the water and circle back, sort of running away from the river, mimicking the running from the wave. There's also going to be a shorter 2K option as well for people who would still like to get the practice of maybe walking the route but don't want to do a full 5K. So it's going to be really, really fun. And the registration for that will start at 9:30, so 30 minutes before the event begins.
Now, we should say this is going to be coming up on Saturday at the Florence Event Center. What are the times of it?
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So 9:30 is the registration for the fun run.
Mm-hmm.
Does the winner get anything?
You beat the wave.
Oh, okay. So they get the pride in knowing that they won.
They are prepared.
Yeah. We will have some like photo op opportunities along the run too, like pointing out different tsunami signs or things of that nature. And we're hoping if people utilize those photo ops to provide some extra raffle tickets and whatnot to encourage that level of participation.
Okay, cool. And what about speakers? What kind of speakers are lined up for this?
So we've got a couple of new speakers this year, which I'm excited about. One of them is Aaron Groth with the Coastal Oregon Regional Fire Specialist with Forestry and Natural Resource Extension.
Well,
fire
that's a
program.
Big title.
He's going to be talking about how to stay safe and care for your community during a wildfire season. So it is Beat the Wave, but there are other natural disasters that we're hoping to educate on. Brian Carmer is American Family Insurance. He is one of our sponsors, but he'll also be talking about just making sure your insurance is emergency prepared. And then we have Kelsey Hunter, who is a fire risk reduction specialist with the Oregon State Fire Marshal. And she'll be talking about making your home and property more wildfire resilient.
So we sort of have like the triple threat here. We got the possibility of earthquake, followed by this possibility of tsunami and the possibility of fire. So there's people can learn from all three of these things during this event, I imagine.
Yep, definitely.
What about anything on a medical basis? What do you have set up for that?
Yeah, we will be offering once again our suturing class, which was very popular last year. We'll have two classes this year, one at 11 a.m. and one at 1:30 p.m. You can sign up for those ahead of time by calling the Siusla News at 541-997-3441. Cost is only $20 to participate, and suturing, having that skill is very essential, can save your life and other people's lives. So we hope to see more people sign up for that and get more of that knowledge and information into our community.
What are some of the vendor things that are going to be there? You're going to have people that deal with maybe dehydrated foods or stuff like that?
One of the new things that we are bringing this year, which I'm really excited about, is our disaster kitchen. So we will have one of our speaker rooms devoted to four home chefs who have volunteered their time to come in and make recipes in case of an emergency. So we all know canned goods, things of that nature are really great to keep on hand, but they're going to elevate it a little bit and have some creative options, some that don't include water or heat, some that just include water, and some that include water and heat. But you're in a disaster, you're probably looking to not have those.
Because if you just have a can of tuna or a can of chicken, then you got a can of some vegetables, something else, it's nice to have a way to maybe put it all together and have something that's not just a protein item.
Correct.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
when everything's falling apart during a disaster, it would be nice to also have food that doesn't make you feel miserable. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be one of the awesome parts
about
this. And
it's still nutritious, and that's your
See, problem. That would be my problem. If something were to really go bad, I just want my Ruffles potato chip.
All still things you could have.
Yeah. So that covers that. Trying to think, what else do we need to cover on this? What other things are going to be going on that day?
I'll mention that the Rotary Club of Florence is going to be providing a free hot dog lunch from 11 to 2. So please come down for that. We're just going to have really a good group of vendors. It's going to be really educational. There's going to also be a scavenger hunt. And I will mention, too, the suturing classes are for all ages, so it can be a family fun event.
Yeah. Well, because, you never know. You might have to sew mom or dad up, too, or something like that, or yourself.
Yeah.
So that's good information to have.
Yeah. I'll add, Megan? We often get questions from individuals as we speak to them that are outside maybe our lane of expertise. So this is a great place to hit all those resources and be able to get your questions from the fire department or the police department or the amateur radio club or on wildfires, to get all those questions answered in one place. All of our vendors will come with educational information, but then that you could take home. But they also are really great at answering any questions you may have.
At WeLog, what are some of the things you deal with on a daily basis as far as preparation or information that's disseminated out amongst the groups there that you could share with us?
Yeah, so our WeLog board does meet once a month, but our unified command structure that we would utilize in an emergency actually meets every other week. So that's a meeting of the city manager, myself, the police chief, and the fire chief. And we just meet to see what we all need to be aware of. We all work in different areas and different things come to us. So we share that information. We started that during COVID. We had weekly meetings and then we just never stopped. We now meet biweekly, but that has helped us keep that communication line open. And then it's just natural when something happens. So if we have a red flag warning, if there's a wildfire somewhere that the fire department's addressing, if there's a traffic accident, those are our smaller events that we deal with on a, thankfully, not day-to-day basis, but more frequent basis. And as we prepare for the larger events, it helps us take those smaller ones in stride. Same with our public. If you can prepare to beat the wave for that large tsunami earthquake event, hopefully as smaller things happen, whether it's a windstorm or some flooding, we can address that and know what to do there, too.
I remember several years ago there was a big joint event with the hospital and Coast Guard and emergency responders down at the dock there, mm-hmm. Sort of a drill. Are any of those things like that planned upcoming? School was going to do something. I don't know if that's in association with WeLog.
Yeah, so when the different organizations have a training or a drill that they need to do, so the hospital does those for their accreditation. They have requirements on how frequently they do things like their mass casualty trainings. We partner and kind of do an economies of scale exercise. If one entity is already exercising, can we all come together and do that? So we'll be looking to schedule some more of those. Generally, they are pretty obvious in the community when something like that is happening. So we do like to let the public know because it helps us to train, but we also want them to know it's not an actual disaster. It's just practice. So they know that we are also preparing too, so they can have confidence in our response teams.
So there'll be information about planning for emergencies, about food preparation for emergencies, medical information about emergencies. What about financial? Because that can be an issue in an emergency situation.
So we don't actually have somebody speaking directly to that this year, hopefully Brian Carmer can actually introduce.
In the insurance aspect of it. We'll talk about that as well. It's important to have some sort of form of payment or something in case you need it. Yeah.
And though we're not experts at all, we do have some resources about financial preparedness that will be available, just handouts and things that you can read more about and then do more research on your own time.
Okay. Now it's coming up this Saturday at the Florence Event Center from
10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
All right. And it's free.
It's free.
Free lunch, hot dog lunch.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As well with that. All right. Well, thank you all for being here. Emily Embleton and Megan Messmer and Jenna Bartlett. Thanks.
Thank you.
George.